For example, many people are really obsessed with what they call knowing the will of God.
Yeah.
And they think that hearing God is an answer to that. And in fact, knowing the will of God is a broader topic. And one of the things that I try to do in the book is put it in the context of life before God. What we want is a certain kind of life with God. And we need to know His will. And a lot of that is given to us in the Scripture. In fact, the framework is there. But we need more than that. And so sometimes God speaks to us to guide us. And we can seek His guidance in that way. We can pray for it. We can ask for it. But we do need to learn what it's like and how it works. And among other things, what happens if God doesn't speak?
Mm-hmm.
Are we out of His will? The answer surely is no. And there are many occasions when God does not speak to us, when He wants us to choose on our own. And so, among other things, the book Hearing God deals with all of those possibilities and what you do in a given case.
It seems that God does, I think most Christians would feel like God is the strong silent type. He's more silent than He is talkative. Is that because we're not hearing Him, we're not listening? Or is it because He truly is not a very talkative God?
Well, He's certainly not a chatty Cathy. And what we want to understand is that He has spoken. And knowing what He wants us to do is not just a private matter, it's on public record. And so one of the things one of the reasons why people don't, God does not speak to them, is because they're not set to do what He says if He did.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has to be worked through, and that's discussed in the book. On other cases, I know it was this way for me. Once I understood what it was for God to speak to me, I realized that in multitudes of times in my past life He had spoken. But recognition of God's voice is not automatic. He doesn't sound like God, I guess, how we think of God.
Right.
I used to be in church where you had a man with a very deep voice, and yeah. The pastor always said, "His voice is like God, except more so." And I think we have these expectations, or if you ever listen to the program from the Mormon Tabernacle, the kind of sound that comes out of that.
Yeah.
And it just isn't like that. I mean, one of God's problems in relating to us, if you can put it as such, is not to simply overwhelm us and blow.